This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda reiterates the government's commitment to ensuring the rights of the Dalit community. Both houses of federal parliament continue deliberations on the budget announced for the upcoming fiscal year, and former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan acquitted in state secrets case. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says a provision has been made for the Dalit Development Authority in the policies, programs and budget for the upcoming fiscal year for the protection and promotion of the rights of the Dalit community. Addressing an interaction organized in the context of the National Day for the Elimination of Caste-Based Discrimination and Untouchability yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal expressed the government's commitment to ensuring the rights of the Dalit community. Furthermore, Prime Minister Dahal directed all the responsible state agencies to implement the laws against untouchability. Both the House of Representatives and the National Assembly have continued deliberations on the budget announced for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25. Taking part in general deliberations on the budget, lawmakers have given mixed reactions over the budget. Lawmaker Raghuji Panta stressed fiscal discipline to implement the budget. Lawmaker Dhanaraj Gurung expressed his doubt over the achievement of the government target of revenue collections in the upcoming fiscal year. Lawmaker Ashok Kumar Chaudhary demanded a substitute approach to promote the agriculture and sports sector. Lawmaker Sher Bahadur Kumar said the budget may encounter implementation challenges. Likewise, lawmaker Gyan Bahadur Sahi said the budget was expected to focus more on job creation and the development of agriculture sector. Similarly, members of the National Assembly have insisted on an effective implementation of the budget for the fiscal year 2024-25. Lawmaker Kamala Panta said the implementation of the budget is challenging when it is warranted to revive the country's economy. Lawmaker Maya Prasad Sharma said the budget was capable of building a vibrant atmosphere, hoping for effective implementation. Lawmaker Pooja Chaudhary termed the budget as an ambitious one. Another lawmaker, Tul Prasad Biswakarma, explained that the budget this time has been able to instill hope among the people more than the previous ones. Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 14 persons, including the mayor of Godavari municipality in Lalitpur district, Gajendra Maharajan. More than 1 billion rupees has been sought as a recovery amount from the accused for fixing the rates of Godavari's stones and pebbles less than the government rates, resulting in a loss for the government. Mayor Maharajan, Deputy Mayor Muni Adhikari, the then Chief Administration Officer Biswaraj Marasini and Administration Branch Head Yamlal Belbase are some of the accused. Two separate reports had been presented before the House of Representatives yesterday. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma presented the annual report of the Government of Nepal fiscal year 2022-23 on behalf of the Prime Minister. Similarly, Ram Hari Khatyoda, the chairperson of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, presented the committee's report relating to the Constitutional Council First Amendment Bill 2024. Similarly, Minister for Communication Sharma presented the annual report for the fiscal year 2022-23 in the National Assembly. Minister for Defence Hari Prasad Upreti has instructed the bodies under the Defence Ministry to work harder to achieve progress to meet the target in the development and construction projects. In the meeting of the third quarter progress review and ministerial level development problem resolution committee held at the Defence Ministry in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Upreti said the construction of the Kathmandu Tarai Madhes fast track would be completed within the stipulated time. Speaking on the occasion, Chief of the Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma informed that the Nepal Army is working hard to fulfill the responsibilities given by the government. Radio Nepal and the British Broadcasting Corporation BBC have entered into the first variation agreement relating to the broadcasting of programs of the BBC on Radio Nepal's FM Kathmandu. During the first variation agreement signing ceremony in Radio Nepal's central office at Singha Darbar in Kathmandu yesterday, both parties agreed to amend the annual fee to be paid by the BBC. Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur Kesi and Business Development Director of the BBC Simon Kendall signed the agreement. Radio Nepal and the BBC had first agreed to broadcast BBC programs on FM Kathmandu of Radio Nepal in 2015. The 74th Annapurna Day was celebrated by organizing a variety of programs in Gandaki province yesterday. The day is celebrated every year on June 3rd, commemorating the historical day on June 3rd, 1950, when French climbers Maurice Herzog and Louis Lanchenel reached atop Mount Annapurna for the first time. Ambassadors and diplomats from 9 different countries joined hands with officers from the Nepal Tourism Board, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal TAN and Nepal Mountaineering Association to celebrate the day. Speaking at a morning procession held to mark the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Narayan Gaji Shrestha said that the government is identifying and promoting tourist destinations to develop Nepal as a tourist hub. Chief of Gandaki Province Surendra Raj Pandey said that Maurice Herzog's first ascent to Mount Annapurna helped establish Nepal as a mountaineering and adventure destination. Now, a sports news update. Nepal are playing its first match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup today. Nepal will be playing another associate member, the Netherlands, today in Dallas Stadium in Texas, USA at 9:15 p.m. Nepali time. Both Nepal and the Netherlands are in Group D. Group D also includes full members Sri Lanka and South Africa. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podil has wished the Nepali cricket team all the best, urging the team members to play with high morale. In a telephone conversation with the Nepali national men's cricket team yesterday, the president said that the entire country was backing up the national cricket team and expressed confidence the team would achieve success by entering the field with high morale. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has been acquitted of leaking state secrets but will remain in jail because of a conviction in another case. In the run-up to elections in February, the 71-year-old who was ousted as Prime Minister in 2022 was hit with 3 prison sentences for cases he insists were politically motivated. Khan was sentenced to 10 years in prison in January on charges of making public a diplomatic cable in 2022. The Islamabad High Court upheld his appeal and cleared him in that case yesterday, but he is not expected to leave prison for now. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of local and westerly wind and low pressure region extended from West Uttar Pradesh to West Bangladesh, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions across the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at one or two places in the rest of the country with chances of gusty wind at one or two places of Gandaki and Lumbini province. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda reiterates the government's commitment to ensuring the rights of the Dalit community. Both houses of federal parliament continue deliberations on the budget announced for the upcoming fiscal year, and former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan acquitted in state secrets case. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.